Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another opening of
another show. Well, as we head into a new year, theatrical things are waking up and simultaneously slowing down. The big winners over the holidays, the usual suspects, Hamilton, Wicked, Harry Potter, and of course that lion who roars his way down the aisle. Among the new ones, Oedipus at Studio 54 has great and well-deserved word of mouth. Liberation is also picking up a lot of buzz. On the other hand, there are many reduced ticket prices at the second level of popular shows like Hadestown, Maybe Happy Ending, Hell's Kitchen, and The Outsiders. It's a good time to show up at a play's window an hour or so before the curtain comes up. You may be very surprised. Once again, the closers of the week include Art, Waiting for Godot, and Queen of Versailles. Oh, and Beetlejuice will end its limited 13-week return engagement at the Palace Theater this week with a special audience curtain call sing-along finale. Good luck. As for the openers, I saw my first new Broadway production of the season, All Out, comedy about ambition. Now, this is the latest thing from Simon Rich. He comes from SNL at one point. The show features a revolving troupe of famous readers, comedy readers. Mine was Wayne Brady, Cecily Strong, Jim Gaffigan, and Ben Schwartz. They were all very good. They're just reading. You have to understand, it's a reading. You're going to pay a lot of money. They're standing and holding scripts. The funniest one of all, believe it or not, I thought, was one of the actors playing Paul Revere's horse. Trust me on that. Anyway, it's also, by the way, a rather rollicking musical show with live performances by the Lawrence Band, as in leader Clyde Lawrence and his singing sister Gracie. You might recall she was nominated for Tony last year for Just in Time. Anyway, is this Broadway theater? Oh, who knows, but it's a pleasant enough 80 minutes, and I did not see one empty seat. As usual, there's heavier and smaller stuff off-Broadway. I will try to get myself to see Predictor, which is coming to the Art Theater. That's on West 45th Street. Predictor is a play about an inventor named Meg Crane, who in 1968 turned a paperclip box and a spark of defiance into one of the most revolutionary inventions of the 20th century. Yes, the home pregnancy test. That's, again, Predictor. Likely not a lot of laughs in that one, but if you're hungry for those, well, the funniest show, at least for many playgoers, remains Oh, Mary! Exclamation point. The production just announced that its current cast will remain until February 3rd, when Obie Award-winning actor, writer, and director John Cameron Mitchell will join the company as Mary Todd Lincoln. That's a good one. As a reminder, Oh, Mary! Was written by Cole Escola. It opened on Broadway in July of 2024 at the Lyceum, where it became the first show in that theater's 120-year history to gross more than $1 million in a single week. Now a lot of them do, but who knew? Anyway, will Oh, Mary! Ever become a movie? Well, who knows? But let's talk screen stage stuff for a moment. Broadway actress Tova Feltsche is the subject of a new documentary entitled Tova, which premieres on January 26th. It features appearances from Oscar Isaac, Dustin Hoffman, Kristen Bell, Patti LuPone, Stephen Schwartz, Peter Gallagher, Aidan Brody, and more. The documentary covers the four-time Tony nominee's illustrious career, which includes starring in the original production of Vientel and appearing on television in many shows. Tova Feltsche most recently appeared on Broadway alongside Lea Michele in the revival of Funny Girl. As for other year-end movies, I did get to see Hamnet, the powerful and tragic story of the bard's personal loss. This will land some serious nominations soon, I expect. And then there is Marty Supreme, about a wildly ambitious ping-pong player. Don't forget, I saw this young actor when he was still a teen in an off-Broadway show, and I warned my listeners to remember this name, Timothée Chalamet, Well, it seems he has an Oscar nomination, again, coming soon. And I finally caught one, what's known as the Bruce Springsteen movie, Deliver Me From Nowhere. Some like this one, others do not. It'll be interesting to see if there's a Best Actor nomination spot for Jeremy Allen White. Does he go from the bear to the boss? We'll see. And I watched one called Train Dreams, one of the more unusual films, suddenly grabbing a lot of attention. Joel Edgerton, who I saw in Streetcar Named Desire several years ago on stage, is very good in this rather odd but ultimately intoxicating film. And then there are the two Christmas films made by Richard Linklater. One is Blue Moon, which I discussed last week, I believe, about the Rodgers Hammerstein breakup of sorts. That one all takes place at Sardi's and feels more like a play than a movie. Well, Linklater has also made an intriguing film about the making of the classic French film, Breathless. It's called Nouvelle Vague, or Vague, and that means New Wave, which that movie really opened up in France, the New Wave. And it's worth your time, I would say. And then there is the latest version of Frankenstein, a very good one, I might add, starring Jacob Elordi and Oscar Isaac. Both should earn Oscar nominations. And to end on a Shakespearean note, where I think we began, I recalled that possibly the best Hamlet I've seen ever was at the Public Theater starring Oscar Isaac. I'll tell you, the ones who start on stage can pretty much master all mediums. Anyway, let's say Happy New Year, and I'll see you in 2026.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.